Hi, this is Ted Hayes, and today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to try to bring back some memories of days even before I moved to Knox. It's always fun to remember a bygone time. Well, we're going back 50 years ago today, back to 1961. Flipping through a 1961 Sandburg, I got all of the information I needed on that class. The 50-year class from Knox High School. The senior year of Knox High School for the class of 1961 was full of fun, friendships, and firsts. The graduating class was the largest to that date. The basketball record was the best ever. Although I hate to say this, it was somewhat marred by losing in the sectional. What's the backdrop to the year 1961? Well, John Kennedy had been sworn in as president. The Beatles performed for the first time. The Soviet cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin, was the first man in space. And Motown signed the Supremes. And the class of 61 at Knox, they were listening to music like this. Oh, yes, Dion and Runaround Sue. Saddle shoes, penny loafers, senior cords, senior trips, Angora for the girls to put around the boys' rings that they were going steady with. The Knox Theater was showing such movies as Psycho, and Van's Inn out at Bass Lake, that's where you could meet the cool girls and boys that came down from Chicago during the summer. At least that's what I'm told. When I moved to town, I got to meet some of the members of the class of 61, Ron Fletcher, Tom Wonder, Jenny Moore, Jeannie Eggers, Bob Good, Linda Locke, Ruby Hanselman, Little Joe Budka, Ed Blue. Those were just a few of the people from the class of 61 I got to know. I met Julia Height, I met Rollin Whiting, Frank Young, Mark Simmons, and Ellie Hamlin. Those were some of the teachers. And, of course, I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Larimore and Mr. Harbison, the principal and the superintendent of the school. The 19-1 basketball record percentage-wise still stands as the best. Board President Jim Poland and Principal Roger Larimore passed out the diplomas. Of course, in those days, there was a baccalaureate ceremony, too, the Sunday before. A lot of other things were happening in Knox around the same time. Paul Tucker was throwing out the first pitch for the Youth Baseball League to begin. Ben Warren was the commissioner. The JCs were installing new officers, Walt Wolf, Dick Pettinato, Richard Matzat, and Jack Matt. Kalo Discount was selling sports shirts for $1. Poppy Days were coming up, as was the Memorial Day service where former Governor Schricker would give the address. When the class gets together to celebrate the 50th anniversary of their graduation, there will be remembrance of carefree times. The stories will get bigger and the laughter will fill the hall. Some of the boys will be without hair and sporting what used to be known as pot bellies. Some of the curvaceous girls from 1961 with the hourglass figures now have what, well, I guess I would have to call a redistributed body. Some of the class made great successes of their lives. Some didn't. Most are still alive. A few aren't. All have experienced moments of happiness and moments of heartbreak, too. Many have fond memories of school. All wonder where the time has gone. But going back 50 years, they all formed a bond that will never be broken. Because on the 50th anniversary of their graduation, they are still proud to be called members of the KHS Class of 61. Hope you enjoyed the program today. I'm Ted Hayes, and I'll be back with another Ted Hayes Remembers next week. You have yourself a great weekend.